Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. That was Alicia C. from her CD. Amen. From her CD, It's Time. Amen. Alicia C., also known as Pastor Alicia Cooper. And that cut is from her CD, It's Time. I want to encourage you to go on over to CD Baby and pick up a copy of the CD. You'll be able to listen to some more of the cuts from that particular CD, but it is time, amen, to give God his due things. Amen. I just want to thank you and praise you. Praise the Lord to listening to Pastor Rebecca Simmons right here on blogtalkradio.com/power on Woman to Woman. God bless you and welcome you to this broadcast. I welcome everybody. I welcome all who are listening via the phone lines and all who are tuning in via chat. I just opened the chat room. I want you to know that the chat room is open. Amen. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and just being faithful to the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. As you know, maybe you don't know, Blog Talk Radio used to be a free platform where we could all come in and cut our teeth on getting into radio. Amen. And I've been here for about 6 years, maybe a little less, maybe four, I don't know. But I'm having a great time anyway. And they just alerted us that we will now have to pay them, amen, to broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. But it's only $39.95 a month. So I'm saying, amen. I don't know about the other hosts, but I'll be here. It was $29.95 last week, but I missed that. But I'll be here to God be the glory, and I just want you to know that it's worth it, and you are worth it for me to come and be on the air with you during these hours that we spend together. I tell you, God is doing a great thing, and it is marvelous in my sight. Amen. To God be the glory. So I want to give a shout out to all of my faithful listeners, to Gazelle Simmons, and also to Erica Anderson over in Chicago, to Pastor Larry Sarton, amen, to Dana Neal. A big shout out to Dana Neal. I also want to congratulate Dana Neal on her new book, the release of her new book, No Longer a Victim. My God, this woman of God started writing this book, I want to say maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and she stayed committed and she stayed faithful, and the book is finished. The name of her book is No Longer a Victim. Amen. So congratulations, Dana, if you're listening. And next week I'll have information on how to purchase her book. And also, speaking of being a victim, next month, I believe it's the first Saturday of the month, I'll be having right here on Woman to Woman as my very special guest, Prophetess Denise Clark. Prophetess Denise Clark will be with me on the first weekend of February, and the name of her book is Out of the Hand of the Abuser into the Hand of God. Amen. So I've read that book, and again, it's a short read, but a powerful, powerful testimony of the delivering power of God, amen, to bring you up out of anything that you might find yourself in that might not be exactly where you want to be, amen. You don't have to be abused. You don't have to be beaten. You don't have to be kicked, called out of your name. If you have a man or a woman, if you're a man and you're in a relationship, or even if you're a woman, I tell you, because, you know, the relationships are going every which way but loose these days, and we know that women being with women and men being with men is not God's will, amen. That is outside of God's will. As a matter of fact, the Bible calls it an abomination for a man to lay with a man and a woman to lay with a woman. Come on, somebody. I hope somebody's not turning me off right now or getting mad, but we just got to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because it's the truth that's going to set you free. Amen. And everybody thinks that they can do anything that they want to, but the truth of the matter is that you can't do it your way. Oh, no, you have to do it God's way. Amen. We have to do it God's way. So I pray that you are just seeking to find out what God's perfect will is for your life, and that you're lining your life up with the will and the word of God. Amen. And if you want to know God's will, his word, amen, the whole Bible, all scripture is given by inspiration of God for the building of the edification men, amen, and women, so that we could know God's will. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, amen, verses 1 and 2, to submit our bodies as living sacrifices unto God. It tells us to no longer be conformed to the things of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. I pray that you're reading God's word daily. It is our daily bread. Amen. That you're reading the word daily and having your mind illuminated. Amen. In the word of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. So I just want to let you know that that's going to be our guest. I pray that you're going to be here every Saturday. We're pretty much going to be having open discussions. If I don't have a guest, you will be my guest. You will be my guest. And I just pray that the Lord continues to bless us as we grow up in Him together. Do you know, do you not know that you have not reached your pinnacle yet? That you have not become all that God has ordained for you to become. Amen. When God created you, He put some very precious jewels on the inside of you. And it is not God's will that you leave this earth or that you go to your grave without utilizing everything that He has stored up on the inside of you. I encourage you, I exhort you, I behoove you to empty yourself out for God. Amen. Empty yourself for the kingdom. Empty yourself out for the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't go to your grave with nothing left inside of you. Amen. Make sure that you pour yourself out for the Lord. Amen. And make sure that God is getting the glory in every single area of your life. You're not stuck. Wherever you are right now, I want you to know that you're not stuck. God is taking you somewhere, and He's got great plans for your life. I want to say hello to Mother Maggie, who's listening to us, amen, by way of telephone, amen. I want to say, Mother, I pray the Lord will continue to heal you, amen, continue to heal you, even as the devil has attacked your body. But I bind up the spirit of sickness right now, and I loose the spirit of healing, the power of healing, dunamis, virtue, amen. I release virtue over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, women of God, men of God, people of God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to open up the scripture. Last week, I opened up the scripture to the book of Isaiah 43, and Pastor Larry came on, and he preached that thing. God bless him. God bless him. But I want to open up the scripture today. I just want to open up. I've been thinking about praise. I have been thinking about praise. You know, we spend so much time complaining, but God says if we spend more time praising Him, we will have less to complain about. Amen. We spend so much time complaining, but God is saying on today, if we spend more time praising Him, we will have less to complain about. Amen. So I want to go to the book of Psalms, amen. And I want to just go over to the last psalm in the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, and it reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just take a praise break. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for our right mind. God, we praise you and we worship you, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the clothes on our backs and the ability to come by way of internet or phone to gather together in this place. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, there's none like you. And we magnify your name today. Oh, Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. We praise you for your greatness, oh, God, for your excellent greatness. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art, oh, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. There's not one like you, God. We search the highest heavens and even the lowest hell, God. But we have found, Lord, that there is none like you, and we worship you, God, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just felt like praising him. Amen. Sometimes you just have to take a praise break. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just felt like praising God. Amen. Look, when you're in church, it says praise him in the praise God in the firmament of his power. It says, praise God in the sanctuary. My God, praise him. David says, I praise you in the congregation of the saints. My God, we have to praise God wherever we are and no matter what we're doing. Remember to praise the Lord. The Bible says, Jesus said, keep your mind stayed on me. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on me. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord, the Bible says, and he will give you perfect peace. My God, perfect peace. You know, the devil coming against you, people talking about you, people don't understand you, nobody's supporting you. Come on, just go ahead and praise God. When you praise God, you are exercising your faith, and you are showing God and telling God that you believe him, amen, that no matter what the circumstances look like, that you believe him, amen. So I'm going to believe God. You know, I'm like Joshua today, amen. As for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to trust in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, woman of God, saint of God, man of God, I know things are not perfect in your life, but look, don't be discouraged. Just continue to move forward in faith. We walk by faith. Ha. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So I just praise God for you being here today. Amen. And now that we praise, let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you and we magnify your name. I thank you, Lord, for this time that you have allowed me to come here on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for every woman, every man, every boy, every girl that will assemble themselves in this place, that will call in, that will listen. And Lord, I just ask that you will have your way. Let your will be done during this time. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free. Set some on purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good. You know, I released my new book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, on last month, the 17th, almost a month ago, the 17th of last month. And I have to say I have already sold out of the first number of copies that I purchased, that I ordered. Because you know I'm the publisher. Diligence Publishing Company is my company. But even more than that, I want to tell you how blessed I am just because I obeyed God. Now the book wasn't perfect. I wanted it to be perfect because I don't believe in releasing anything that's not 100%. I did my best, but when God said that three-letter word, he said, now. God said, now. And when God said, now, I had to move. When God said now, there was no waiting. There was no waiting to make sure every T was crossed and every I was dotted. There was no time to do a whole bunch of promotion, but I had to just move and do what the Lord had told me to do. Because, listen, I don't want to die with a book inside of me, amen. I sure don't want to die in the wilderness, my God, but don't want to leave this earth and get to God, get to heaven. And he said, well, why didn't you write Don't Die in the Wilderness before you got here? And what am I going to say? Well, God, I was working on it. Well, God, I wanted to make sure the timing was just right. Well, God, I wasn't sure if I could do it. Well, God, I didn't have the resource, didn't have the money. And he would say, no, unacceptable. God would say, unacceptable. Or maybe he'll say, okay, fine, I'll just have somebody else do it. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want somebody else to do the work that God has called me to do. Come on, somebody. I want to make sure that I do the assignment that the Lord gives me to do. Amen. So I don't know who that's for, but somebody out there listening to me right now knows that you've been dragging your feet. God has told you to do something, and you are waiting for just the right time. But I want you to know that the time is now. N-O-W. 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 Do it now. Don't wait. Don't hold back. Do it now. Tomorrow is not promised to a lot of people. Amen. I know the Lord promised me long life, so I'll be here a while. Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. But look, why put off for tomorrow what you can do today? Amen. So I want to encourage you to move out on faith and do what God is telling you to do. Amen. Amen and praise God. I want to make a couple announcements, and then I'm going to just flow and do whatever the Lord tells us to do. I want to open up the phone lines. I encourage you to start calling in. Amen. 646-652-4832. I want to talk to you. Amen. I want to make a couple announcements. Don't Die in the Wilderness, a great anointed book written under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, which I have been privileged to be called the author of. Don't Die in the Wilderness is available on my website at www.nccmonline.org. Don't Die in the Wilderness. Powerful prophetic work. It is a prophetic work, and there's a word for you between the pages of that book. If you read the book, please do send me an email or call into the show and let me know what God is saying to you and what God said to you through the pages of that book. Amen. I want to announce Pastor Larry Sarton is here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/moments. In the word, and just put a dash in between every word. So it's blogtalkradio.com/moments in the word. Amen. Put those dashes where they belong, and you will listen to an anointed broadcast by Pastor Larry Sarton. Also, Nobody's Business, which is my first book, is being featured in the Empowerment Women's Book Club this month. It's the very first book of the club. If you haven't read Nobody's Business, I encourage you to read Nobody's Business. Again, you can pick up a copy of that book at my website at nccmonline.org. nccmonline.org. Nobody's Business, Empowerment Women's Book Club, and I will be making an appearance. I will be making an appearance at the book club for ministry. Amen. That's why I go at the Power, Praise, and Worship Ministries at 1420 Southwood Avenue in Linden, New Jersey, where the pastors are Pastor Jamont and leading lady Diane Flagg. Amen. And that's from 4 to 6 on January the 22nd. Right in Linden, New Jersey. If you're in the New Jersey area, come on out to meet me. Amen. I would love to give you a hug. Amen. And I'm sure that the Lord will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. My final two announcements I'll save for a little later, but I just want to encourage you to stay tuned to the broadcast on today. Amen. If you want to be a guest, email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and we will be glad to book you as a guest. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Normally by now the switchboard is lit up, but I'm sure that the people will call in a little bit later. Listen, we never know how God is going to move. I want to encourage you to just trust God. I'm going to go to another scripture, and then I'm going to take some calls. I want to encourage you to trust God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. And a lot of you know where I'm going with this. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 says in verse 5, Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall all thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding." Amen. And I'm going to stop there and just encourage you to not just be a hearer of the word, but as James says, to be a doer of the word. Listen, Joshua said, "Let this word depart not from your sight." Amen. He says to meditate on this word day and night. And he said, "Then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success." My God, we need to continue to keep the word of God first and foremost in our minds. And I want to encourage you, woman of God, on today, just to keep the word of God first and foremost in your mind as you move forward in your marriage, in your relationships, on the job, in your finances, in ministry, in everything that you do. I want to encourage you to keep God's word first and foremost in your mind. Continue to read the word. Meditate on the word. Meditate means to not only just to read the word, but to speak the word. Amen. To continually let the word not be far from your mouth. Amen. That's what the scripture says. I made a mistake. Amen. But not to let this word depart from your mouth, the Bible says in Joshua 1:8. Not to let this word depart from your mouth. So not just to be a hearer of the word, don't just read the word, but to continually speak the word, declare the word of God. We have the ability to speak those things that are not as though they are. Amen. We have the ability to create with our words, to create and to also to cancel out the devil's assignment. Amen. When you speak God's word, you are releasing virtue. Amen. Because the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And we know that that is speaking of Jesus, who was with God in the beginning. He was there when God created the heavens and the earth, and he was the word, the scriptures, all of the Bibles from the book of Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation speak about Jesus Christ, the word, amen. He is the living word, amen. And he became flesh and dwelt amongst men. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst men, amen. The word was with God, is God, my God. The word is God, amen. And Jesus said, "My word shall never pass away." But what I want to say to you about the word is that when you speak the word, listen, when you speak the word, you release power. I think about Jesus when the woman with the issue of blood came to Jesus and she said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." My God, you know what I'm talking about when she said, "If I could just touch him, I know I'll be healed." And how many times have you said, "If I could just touch Jesus, I know I'll be made whole"? When the woman touched Jesus, he felt virtue leave out of him. Now, if you go and you do a study of the word virtue, you will find that that word in the Greek is dunamis. And the definition of dunamis is power. Amen. My God. Miracle working power. My God. The power for healing. The power for success. The power for financial wealth. Amen. All of that wrapped up in dunamis. How about this? The power for moral living. My God. The power for moral uprightness, for integrity of mind, integrity of action, all of that is wrapped up in dunamis. Amen. And if we take that word, dunamis, and realize that Jesus said he felt virtue go out of him. But Jesus wasn't the only one feeling something here. The woman with the issue of blood felt in her body that she was healed. My God. When power is released, when virtue is released from God, you should feel that thing, my God, in your body. You should feel a healing. You should feel a quickening. I know that a lot of pastors are despising the emotionalism of our walk with God. They're saying, you know, it doesn't take all of that, but hallelujah. I'm like David, you know. I go crazy. I dance like David danced, and I shout to the Lord, Shabbat the Lord, because, listen, he's worthy, my God. So when I feel God, I just got to cry out, my God. I just got to shout. You know, I just have to smile and laugh and get excited, my God. Because God tells us not to be lukewarm. He says, don't be lukewarm. Don't be cold, but be on fire for God. And Jeremiah says, like liquid fire, wrought up in my bones. Come on, somebody. I'm just trying to tell you that the word, come on, contains virtue. The word of God, the written word, the preached word, the spoken word, contains virtue. It contains dunamis. So when you're in the word and the word gets up in you, oh, my God. My God, when you're in God's word and the word gets up in you, you have some power, baby. You have some power. So I want you right now, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, to just begin to release God's word. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. My God, hallelujah. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me can prosper. My God, hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, the lender and not the borrower. My God, hallelujah. I am above and never beneath. Come on, somebody. God's word shall prosper my life, that to which he has sent it, because his word shall not come back to him void. Come on. By the stripes of Christ, I am healed. He bore my infirmities on the cross. How about this? I am saved, my God, through the blood of Christ, because I have confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart that God rose Jesus Christ from the dead. So therefore, I am saved. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Confess that word. Yeah, gazelle. Yeah, I see you, gazelle. Yes. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Amen. And then I read on. I continued to read on to verse, read on to verse 13. I mean, to verse, 13. Amen. But confess that word over your situation. Great is the peace of my children. That's in the word. Come on. As I delight myself in the Lord and meditate in his word day and night, I'll be like a tree. I am like a tree planted by streams of water. Everything that I do will prosper. Make it personal. Amen. Make God's word personal. And even going back to Proverbs 3, verse 5, in all my ways, I'm acknowledging the Lord, and he is directing my steps. Come on, somebody. He is directing my path. Come on. My God. God is just so good, and we have to put the word on it. Amen. So I just wanted to encourage you, whatever you're going through in life today, frustration with the job, problems with your children, trouble in your marriage, whatever you're going through, just go ahead and put the word of God on it. Amen. And God will bless you. Amen. I'm going to make a couple of announcements, and then I'm going right to the phone lines. Amen. At the end of this month, I will be preaching for fellowship service with our church over at the Ark of Safety in Irvington, New Jersey, on Chancellor Avenue, I believe it is. Again, next week I will give the address, but the pastor there is Pastor Spaulding and co-pastor Spaulding. Our co-pastor Anita Spaulding invited us over. She is the author of From Tragedy to Triumph, and also she is the author of How Whomsoever Can Have Whatsoever. Amen. So I want to encourage you to read those two books, and also if you're in the New Jersey area, to come over to the Ark of Safety. It'll be on my Facebook page, so you can find out, and that is on the 30th of January at 5 o'clock p.m. I also want to make an announcement. Now, I'm very proud to make this announcement. My apostle and my pastor, Pastor Dawn Tillery, Apostle Matthew Tillery, they are planting a church. Can you say kingdom building? Kingdom building. They are planting a church in Wilson, North Carolina. Amen. I'll be right back. I have to take a quick break, and then I'll tell you more about that church plan. Amen. I will be right back in 20 seconds. Amen. Hallelujah. 20 seconds. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey!
I hope I bring you glory on this one, Father. Help me now.
Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. I had to take a break. I was coughing over here. Continue to pray. You know, continue to pray the Lord's power and the Lord's strength on this broadcast. Amen. It's not easy being committed to what God has called you to do. And I can tell you, I come up against so much opposition, and that's why I'm doing what God called me to do. I'm an encourager, amen. So, Jesus, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. We just got to call on the name of Jesus. I had to mute myself and cough and take some water, amen, and then I came back and started talking and hadn't unmuted myself, and again, I just want to encourage you just to be real. You know, just be real. I've tried so many different things, Gazelle, and, you know, try to be better than myself, amen. But God always keeps telling me that I'm acceptable to him, amen. And the only way that God is truly going to get the glory out of our lives is to be who he created us to be. Listen, I can't be nothing else. I can't be anything else. There's no anointing in being an imitator, amen. And I won't say that I wanted to imitate anybody, but I wanted to just do better, be better. God keeps telling me, just continue to seek after me. Continue to pant after me like a deer panted for the water. Continue to thirst after me. Let your soul thirst after me. And I will be the rest. You know, you be your best, and God will say, I'll be the rest. Amen. So pray for me. I'm steadfast in my identity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm celebrating. Anybody celebrating today, You're steadfast in your identity. You are okay with you. Amen. You know you could continue to develop your relationship with God and continue to do personal development. But wherever you are today, you're saying, you know what, God, I love me. I love me today. And the Lord says, continue to lift him up. You know, I'm not here to lift up Pastor Rebecca Simmons. But God said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men towards me. So I'm going to tell you about this church plant. That's when the devil tried to take my breath. You know, that's like a snake. That's what a snake will do. He'll come, or a cat will come and try to suck the breath out of you. Amen. And that's what they tried to do to shut the prophets up, to suck the life out of the prophet. Amen. To kill the prophet. Amen. As I was getting ready to make this announcement about a church plant, all of a sudden I had problems speaking. Amen. Had problems breathing. The devil is a liar. I bind up Satan and cast him out of this studio sanctuary in the name of Jesus. My God. There's a church plant over in Wilson, North Carolina. My God. My Apostle Matthew Tillery, Pastor Dawn Tillery, his lovely wife, they are planting a church. Now, they're over in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and they will be planting a church in Wilson, North Carolina, where the pastor who will be installed will be Pastor Priscilla Wims, powerful, anointed woman of God. She's actually from Wilson, North Carolina. And if you're in the Wilson, North Carolina area, I encourage you to go out on the 30th of January. Oh, my God, you're going to be so blessed. Go on the 30th of January to Wilson, North Carolina, to be a part of this installation service. If you're looking for a church home, go on over to Wilson. They're going to be at 1665 Lipscomb Road. 1665 Lipscomb Road at the Darden Middle School. Amen. And I tell you, Apostle Matthew Tillery is over at Tri-Faith Ministries over in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And that is, oh my God, he is a powerful man of God. I'm just so happy to have him as my spiritual covering. Amen. In this walk, he's my friend. We love him. Amen. So we want to encourage you to be a part of that church plant, and I have to get you the time. I'm going to get you the time, amen, and so that you can go out and be a part of that. The time is at, my God, I'm looking at the flyer. It's at 5 o'clock p.m., January the 30th, 2011, at 5 o'clock p.m. My. Isn't that something? I'll be preaching at 5 o'clock p.m., and Pastor or my apostle will be planting the church at 5 o'clock p.m. Can you say, to God be the glory? My God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Gazelle, I see that you like my status on Facebook. My status today was, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. I love him because he first loved me. My God, I have been missing in action on Facebook, but I've been basking in the love of Jesus. Amen. Just basking in his love. I love Jesus. Amen. Does anybody love Jesus today? Amen. Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I know I've talked for about 45 minutes, and I'm going to take this caller. Amen. I want to encourage you to call in to be a part of the broadcast on today. Listen, this is a time when we can share as women and also men come, amen, and talk about the things of God. Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica. God bless you. Good to hear you on today.
You as well. How are you?
Oh, great, wonderful, blessed. How are you? What's going on with Erica? What's going on in Chicago?
I am wonderful. I'm just filled with joy just listening to you. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It is the awesome thing, and I don't think some people realize how awesome praise is to give God praise and to honor Him.
That's good.
I think sometimes that we get so caught up with life that we forget to stop and thank God.
Yeah.
And I think that we look at the things that's going on around us too much. And I think that if we stop and take a moment, and this is something that the Lord had to teach me, because it is. It's easy to complain about everything. Things that's going on around you, relationship not going right, bills piling up, not enough money. Just so many different things that we can look at. Job is jacked up. You dealing with people, who's not right, on the job, or things not going right on the job, or whatever the situation may be. I think that if we stop for a minute and focus on what is going right in our life and what God has given us, because we don't know what God kept us from on today. We don't know what the enemy had set up for us. We don't know how he tried to take us out today. We don't know what trap he set up for us. We don't know what person he wanted to use today. But to God be the glory, because we're still here. And even with what he's, trying to do, and I thank God, because I speak victory over this show. I thank God for even having this show on, to be able to speak to the men and the women that's out there, because you are a blessing to a lot of people, and God uses you in a mighty way. And I just praise him for that.
Well, praise him. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. My God.
But I think that we need to get to a place where we begin to thank God, because the truth is, if we learn that it's not about us anyway, and we learn how to get ourselves out the way, because it's all about God, that is our purpose here. That is our purpose here. To declare the works of the God, to declare who God is, to give him his glory. It's not about us anyway. But if we can just look at what God has blessed us with, things may not be going right now, but you never know what God is trying to teach you and what you're going through. And God said, if we learn how to praise him, and I think it was Paul who said he's learned how to be content in whatever situations he's in. If we learn how to be content in whatever situation we're in and praise God anyway, God will bring us through a lot of things. God will bring us out of a lot of things. God will continue to provide, and he does that anyway. He's providing even in your jacked up state, even in the place where you feel like you're stuck and there's no hope, even the place where you feel you can't make it from where you are or you can't see your way out. If we just continue to trust God, we can make it through anything. And
my
God,
God
said that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. We can't do it on our own anyway. That's why he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to what you see. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to how you do things. I don't do things like you do it. That's why he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways yours.
Yes.
But trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. If you trust me, I'll direct your path. I'll guide every step. I'll show you how to go through it. Just have the right attitude. Have the right mindset, because it's important how we go through it. Same thing as being in the wilderness. It's important how we go through the wilderness, because God wants to see if he can trust us. He wants to know, if I bless you, will you walk away from me?
Yeah.
He wants to know, can you love me when you don't have anything? Can you still praise me?
Yes.
God is still yet God, and he is worthy. every single day of our lives, he's worthy, whether it's going right or whether it's wrong, whether it's messed up, whether it's turned upside down, whether it's jacked up, whether we don't see a way out. God is still yet God, and he's always, always and forever is worthy to be praised, and he's deserving of our praise. He is deserving of our praise no matter what we go through, because if we realize that God, he does love us. He does love
yes,
us, and
he
proved it to us over and over and over and over and over again. When will we show him that he's important to us like we show everybody else, or how we show things that we love them? When will we begin to take that energy? When will we begin to take that time to show God we love him? Just as it's not about the things. It's not about the people around you. It's not about none of this. Because if God takes it away, what do you have? Nothing.
Nothing.
But God is still there. God is still there through all. And the only reason we are where we are, and the only reason we have the things that we have, is because God blessed us to have it. It's not by our own doing. It's not because you were working a job, because God has blessed you with the job. God has blessed you with the paycheck and everything else that he has given you. God has blessed you to receive it.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. And, you know, you said something, I mean, everything that you said was powerful, but you said a couple things, and one thing you said was we have to have the right attitude. And, you know, when you praise God, you're expressing an attitude of gratitude. You're saying, God, thank you. You know, I mean, my God, we praise so many things and so many people freely. And then when it gets time for us to praise God in the sanctuary, we often want to sit back and somebody has to pump us up to praise God. Not me and not you, I'm sure, not maybe some of the listeners here, but I want to just encourage the listeners that when the preacher says, praise the Lord, come on, everybody, praise the Lord, you ought to be the first one praising God.
Yes.
Because he is not, I mean, my God, that preacher is not trying to hype you up, because, look, there's nothing hype about praising God. God is worthy. Erica, you said it. He is, and
yes,
Gazelle
he is.
Said it. He is worthy of the praise. And when we enter into the sanctuary, say, into his gates with thanksgiving. His courts with praise.
Yes.
When we go before the Lord, we're not supposed to go mumbling and murmuring and complaining. Our face hanging all low. We should be happy just to be going into the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Because when I get into the presence of Jesus, when I get into his presence, there is, again, I talked about virtue earlier. I talked about there is a power that is released. God talks about it in his word where he said he loves to inhabit the praises of Israel, the praises of his people. The Lord inhabits, he lives in, he sits in the middle of, he dwells in the praises of his people. If you want to, now God is always with us, because he said, never will I leave you or never will I forsake you. But if the truth of the matter were to be told, we would be honest enough to say that we don't always feel like God is with us.
Amen.
But again, I was talking about that virtue when a woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment. She touched Jesus's. A lot of people would say she touched his prayer shawl. When she touched him, he felt it and she felt it. My God, hallelujah. We need to praise God in such a way that he feels it and that we feel it. My God. Because virtue was released. Jesus said he felt that virtue had gone out of him, and she felt that she had been healed in her body, which means that virtue had gone into her. Come on. Virtue had gone into her.
Praise
as it came out of Jesus, it went into her, and she was healed. And as we praise God, as we praise Jesus, virtue comes out of Jesus, and it meets up with the virtue, the power of the Holy Ghost that's already on the inside of us, which is magnified power. My God, magnified power. Oh, my God. So now we got even more power to deal with those circumstances, to deal with those people that don't like us, to deal with those bills, to deal with those children. Come on.
Yes.
Deal with that husband or that boyfriend. Now we got even more power, my God, stirring around on the inside of us that it can't do anything but bubble up on the inside of us and come out.
Come on.
And rectify every single situation that might be distressing or disturbing us. Come on. We have the power. You have the power to change your disposition. You might wake up and the devil jump all over you. You know the devil likes to jump all over you when you first wake up. And the devil will tell you, oh, you're in a bad mood today. You're depressed. You're discouraged. You know, but the devil is alive. Go ahead and shake the devil off. You know, go ahead and praise God. When I opened my eyes, I said, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Because I have learned that that devil is waiting for me, trying to prowl in the earth, seeing whom he can devour. He is not about to devour me. So, because I'm fighting, amen. And we have to make up our mind to praise God anyhow, no matter what's going on. If I could just praise God anyway, then I can change this spirit of heaviness and to a garment of praise. If I could just, sometimes you have to push yourself. Yeah, you don't always feel like praising God. Sometimes you have to make yourself praise God. Paul said, I put my body under, I beat my body into subjection because this flesh, believe it or not, the flesh does not want us to be free. Amen. So what we have to do is beat the flesh. Yeah, we have to say, flesh, get down, get down. No, none of that. I'm not having none of your mess today. The flesh wants to overeat. The flesh wants to indulge in sex outside of marriage. The flesh wants to not exercise, to be lazy. The flesh wants to stay home. Amen. The flesh doesn't want to read the Bible. Come on, somebody. The flesh would rather sit there on the couch and watch TV. And veg out. The flesh wants. The flesh is at war. It says that the flesh is at war against the spirit. You know, and what we have to know that the natural things, the flesh is the natural, constantly war against the spiritual things.
Yes.
Amen. And we have to take possession of the power that we have been afforded and put that power to use and say, oh no, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm not going to let people or things get the best of me today. Amen. You're not having my husband. You're not having my children. You're not having my money. You know, money cometh. As a matter of fact, God wants to bless us with money too. But like you said, woman of God, Erica, you said it. You said God wants to know, and I wrote this in my book too. God wants to know if he can trust us with wealth.
Yeah.
Can I trust you? If God gave you $100,000 today, and that's a small amount, but that's a small amount compared to what he wants to give you. Okay, so if he gave you $100,000 today, would you go to church tomorrow? Today
yes,
is Saturday. Yes, you would. or would you say, you know what, I don't really have nothing to wear. I have this $100,000. Let me go to the mall and buy me something to wear, and I'll go to church next Sunday. Now, and when you go to church, Erica, it's Erica, and I welcome our guest, guest 3222. God bless you, and welcome to the broadcast. Erica, Gazelle, my guest, if you got that $100,000 today now, and when you go to church, would you give the church a $10,000 check?
I would. If that's what the Lord placed for me to do, I surely would. I would give, whatever, I had to get past the place where I stopped looking at material things, because it's not about that. When that $150,000 is gone, what do you have?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that where you're starting?
You're
why
right
not
back
trust the
where
person,
you started.
Why not build a relationship with the person instead of always looking at a person's hands to see what they can give you? That's just like some people only hang around you for what you have. If you have a nice car, a nice house, you got a couple of things going for yourself, you may find a lot of people who like to hang around you because you have something. But let something happen where you lose everything. You find that all of those people you had around you who told you they had your back are gone.
Now you have nothing.
You have nothing left. You have no one there to help or support you. The only thing you have is to look to God. I have a relationship with God where I hunger and thirst after him. I'm not looking for the things in his hand, because the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things will be added unto you. If it's already going to be added to me, why do I have to go look for it?
As you were talking,
this is what the Holy Spirit was giving me, and I have my Bible dictionary. If I can read a few things, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. This is what he just showed me. It says, in worship, we realize what is of high worth, not ourselves, others, or our works, but God. Only the highest divine being servants. Okay, I lost my place. Our highest respect, guided by Scripture. We set our value in accord with God's will and perfect standard. Before God, angels hid their face and cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And this is what else he gave me. His love is a gift of his son. The greatest desire of God is that we love him with our whole being. In Matthew 22:37, our love should be expressed as he has been expressed in both deeds and words. People sometimes find it difficult to say to others and to God, I love you. But when love for God fills our lives, We can express our love in prayer and praise. And I have in the life application. This is the life application Bible, and the bottom it says in Psalms 150:6. In a way, the Bible of Psalms, our spiritual journey through life, it's been by presenting us with two roads, the way to life and the way to death. If we choose God's way to life, we still face both blessings and troubles, joy and grief, success and obstacles. Throughout it all, God is at our side, guiding, encouraging, comforting, and caring as the wise and faithful person's life draws to an end. He or she realizes clearly that God's road is the right road. Knowing this will cause us to praise God for leading us in the right direction and for assuring our place in the perfect world God has in store for those who have faithfully followed him.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. And that's just a good commentary on worship, praise, prayer, which is relationship with God, and
yes,
also on the wisdom of knowing that life is so much better with God than it is without God. That same Proverbs 3, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, just comes to play even in what you were reading right there from the commentary there in your Bible. So, and that's, it's so important that we be in relationship with God. My God, just stay with me, Erica. Amen. I want to invite everybody who's listening. Some people didn't make it into the chat room. I want you to know that the chat room is open. Amen. So you can come into the chat room. I just looked into the chat room, and Gazelle was answering the question that I asked you, Erica, that I asked you guys about the $10,000. And Erica said, Gazelle said, write that check first. You know, go ahead and write the check because it's a tithe. It's 10%. And everybody doesn't believe in the tithe. I believe in the tithe. So many people don't like to talk about money in the church. They don't want to talk about the tithe. But I just want to let people know we need money in order to do ministry. You know, we need money in order for the church to continue to move forward. So we definitely need your tithes. She said, write that check first, amen, and then go to church, and then go to the mall later. You can shop later, amen.
Amen.
But I want to invite everybody to call in. The phone number is 646-652-4832. And this is Pastor Rebecca coming to you with Woman to Woman Live. And one of my guests who calls in often is Erica Anderson. So I want to invite you to call in and be with me, be with us on the broadcast, even as we go into this last hour. And what we're talking about today is praising God, worshiping God, being in relationship with God, trusting God with your life to the point where you will be able to come through any opposition in life. Do you realize that there is nothing that you can go through in this life that God cannot bring you through rejoicing? Yeah, I said it. You can rejoice in the middle of death. I mean, in the middle of, you know, just losing a loved one, you can rejoice. And, you know, I was talking about my sister. I wrote about this in my book, Don't Die in the Wilderness. My sister Janice, who went home to be with the Lord on the day that I, 3 days after I launched my fourth book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, Janice went home to be with the Lord. So at the book launch was the last time that I saw her on this side of heaven. And she passed away, and I was so brokenhearted. I mean, I was disappointed. I was devastated. And, you know, I think in the innermost core of my being, ladies, I think I resolved in my heart that I wouldn't write again because I had been releasing books like every 2 years since my first book. So this was the first time that I got to a point where I hadn't released a book. 2 years went by, and I had not even written a book. And I tried to write, but I couldn't write. I believe that I was just so devastated that I had almost given up on the dream. And on this anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King, I just want to encourage you, ladies, don't give up on the dream. And I want to encourage you, even when it feels like the dream is dead, God is still at work behind the scenes. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because God, my God, just when I thought I would never write again, and I've written 5 books now, this last one being my 5th book, but when I thought I would never write again, God healed me, my God. I kept praising God. What am I saying? What am I saying? Through it all, through the grief, you know, when I preached my sister's eulogy, I mean, it was more like a praise than a sermon because I was praising God through that whole thing. And I praised God for her life. She was raped at a young age. She was raped at 13, as a matter of fact. She got caught up into drugs and alcohol. She got caught up with the wrong men. And when she was 13, heroin was the drug of choice. So my sister started using heroin, which means she was shooting up. And that's when the HIV hit her body. She got she was diagnosed with HIV many, many years ago, at least 15 to 18 years before she passed away. And then, you know, she just got saved. She got saved, and she was a praiser. I mean, Erica Janice would praise the Lord like nobody I've ever seen. I mean, she would just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, and she would just be so full of God's power, and people would look at her and say, that's enough. It doesn't take all of that. But what they did not realize was that Janice was working out her own salvation
yes.
with fear and trembling. My God. She was praising God. Her life was at stake. She was
yes.
praising God so that she would not leave church and go and pick up the crack pipe because she got caught up in crack after that. She was praising God so she wouldn't go and get drunk.
Holy
she was praising
God.
God so she wouldn't go and get high. My God, but nobody knew. See, you don't know the battle that your sister
yes.
is fighting. We are so quick to judge each other, but
yes.
we need to stop judging each other. We need to start loving on each other because you don't know why she's sleeping with yet another man. Why is she sleeping
Amen.
With him? She just broke up with Rabu. Now she's sleeping with Bobo. You know,
uh-huh.
we don't even understand the significance of the battle of our sisters, but what we need to do is just look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror of your own heart and look at some of your own pain, you will be able to understand and identify with the pain
yes.
of your sister, with the pain of your brother. My God, I mean, we're not even going to talk about our men. We're stripping our men down with our mouths. We're talking about
Come
them.
On.
We're cursing them out. We're calling them all kinds of dogs and jerks and no good Negroes. Whatever we're doing, we're kicking them out of our lives. We're emasculating, stripping off their sperm-producing testicles. My God. We're taking away their manhood. Say we want a man, but treating them like a woman who is our worst enemy, who is our worst enemy. We're totally treating them like a little boy, but we want them to be a man. And we don't understand that the pain that we have, the pain that we've had to endure, so many of our men have had to endure it in silence. They didn't have anybody to talk to. They
yeah.
have been told to suck it up, dry the tears, don't be a sissy, be a man, be strong, you know. So what do? They suppress all of the emotions. That's why we have so many angry men in the church. That's why we have so many effeminate men in the church, you know, because
Come
they
on.
Got daddy love, just like we got daddy love. They want love from a father that they never had. So they become like women so that they can get the love of a man. Come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out all of this stuff that's going on. But I tell you, if you've got a good man, if you have a good man, appreciate him, love on him, and edify him, my God. Speak life. You have the power, woman of God, of life and death in your tongue. My God, I used to tell Pastor Andy, I don't need you. I'm only talking about myself. I used to tell him, get out, don't ever come back. I could do bad by myself. I used to tell him, you're not nothing, you know, just anything I could do to bring him down. But how many of you know that that's the size of a sick woman, my God,
Amen.
With a dead little girl on the inside? That little girl on the inside of me that was molested, that was abandoned, that felt ugly, that felt lower than dirt, that little girl was striking out. She was dead on the inside of me, and she was letting forth a stench. How many of you know that dead stuff stinks?
Amen.
You know, and she had a stinking attitude and a stinking thinking, and it came out in my relationship. You know, I was a sick woman with a dead girl on the inside of me. I took that 10-year-old
wow.
little girl who had been hurt and said, you go somewhere and die, and I'm going to grow up without you. I'm going to forget about you. I'm going to forget about your pain, and I'm going to grow up without you. And when I did that, I mean, I made myself sick. You know, because I couldn't deal with all of the stuff that happened to me when I was a little girl. My sister Janice, the same thing. She made herself sick. We both turned to drugs. We both turned to alcohol. We both turned to men. But I'm still here, and she's gone, you know, to be with the Lord. Amen. But my life is going to count for something, and it's going to
yes.
count for double something, because
yes.
I'm living for me and I'm living for her, you know. So to God be the glory, and I thank God that he released me to write another book. I thought I was, and people say, you got that same old testimony, molested at 10, well, you're almost 50 now. I'll be 50 this year. Hallelujah.
Wow.
But you got that same old testimony, but guess what? God will continually add to your testimony. That's
yes,
why you
he
have
will.
To be healed from all of that old stuff, so that when you got some new stuff hitting you hard, when you do have pain in the future, you have already dealt with the pain from the past, and you are able
Amen.
To move on to be a healthy, whole individual that's able to go forward and give God the glory.
Amen.
My God, I didn't mean to go there. I don't know how I got all the way over there, but somebody must have needed it. Somebody must have needed it. Amen.
Amen.
On this broadcast. Amen. I want to encourage you to call in. Eric is here with me, and my God, I feel God in this place. I just feel God in this place.
Yes.
Eric is here. Call in 646-652-4832. If you need prayer, if you have a comment, if you want to share, if you want to talk, look, this is woman to woman. Men come too. So whatever is on your heart, I encourage you to call in and share with us. Amen. We welcome you. I welcome you. I'm here for you. 2 hours out of every Saturday. Erica, I decided it's 2 hours. It's just 2 hours.
Hey, praise God. Praise God.
But I want to finish that testimony, and I want to tell the women out there, you heard my testimony, when I was 10 and when I was 40-something. And in between, I've had boyfriends sleep with other women. My cousin came up from Florida and slept with my boyfriend. I wasn't saved, didn't know nothing. I thought I was so in love with this man. She wanted to fight me. How many of you know that no man is worth fighting over?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I hated my father, mad with my mom, but how many of you know that God healed me from all of the pain of my past, even the pain from yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday was a tough day for me. Come on, somebody. Did anybody have a tough day this week?
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
But God healed me, and he continually, that's why I'm telling you about the virtue that's wrapped up in the word of God, the dunamis, the power that's wrapped up in the word, that's wrapped up in praise. When you praise God, when you praise God, you touch the hem of his garment, and you release power, my God. And that power comes through, and it floods over your situation when it's, enemy comes in like a, what is it? Enemy comes in like a flood.
Like
the
a flood.
The Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. My God. But you got to be praising God.
Yes.
And even if you're not praising God, his grace and mercy will deliver you. Come on. So
Amen.
It's a win-win, Erica. My God. It's a win-win situation.
Yes. Yes.
God bless you. Deliverance by faith. I see you out there. God bless you. Welcome to Woman to Woman. It's a win-win situation. Amen.
Yes.
We got 42 minutes. Erica, I'm gonna let's take a call, see who's on the air.
Okay.
Amen. I don't know if this person wants to be on the air. Your number's blocked. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. I figured that. Erica 111, the number is blocked. That person does not want to be on the air. Amen. Well, Pastor Anthony's here. I don't know if he can speak. Let's see if I can put him on the air. Pastor Anthony, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Can you speak, dear?
Hello?
Pastor Anthony, you're on the air.
Amen. I just tuned in, coming from the doctor, just tuned in to see what God was doing on the program, the show today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, did you hear anything or did you just get in?
No, we just got in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, just say hello to all of our listeners. And if you have anything to share, you can feel free to share.
No, I just I believe it's going to be a powerful year for the believer. God really is about to manifest himself through the lives of God's sons and daughters, and we just ought to get ready and sit in anticipation of what God is going to do through the true believers and followers of Christ. So I'm
excited.
That's why, you know, so many people have gone through so much, but your book is so appropriate and so timely that if we don't die in the wilderness, it's just going to be amazing what God's going to do and how he's going to get the glory out of our lives.
Yes.
My God, praise the Lord, Pastor. That is just a powerful word. I was watching Rejoice in the Word last night. We were, and they had the prophets on and the apostles, and they were talking about this is a time where God's going to pour out his blessing on his people. And Pastor Anthony, you just said it. I mean, you said it better than I even heard it last night, because you said that God is going to pour out his blessing after people who are really seeking after him or something like that. You just said people who really have a heart for God, God's going to pour out his blessing. And that's the thing, that the other thing, the commentative, what they said was that God is seeking those who will worship him. My God. Oh,
amen.
I love that. Thank you, Jesus. God, Jesus, is seeking those who will worship him. Jesus told the woman at the well, God is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's the key. God's not just going to bless you. He's looking for those, like Erica said earlier, that he can trust with this blessing.
Yes.
My God, who will get the, God knows he will get the glory by blessing you.
Yes.
When you are sold out, are you sold out for Jesus today?
Lord
and
God.
Faithful, my God. And praise, are you a praiser, a worshiper? My God, to God be the glory. Powerful, Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Anthony.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Did you have anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, it's something about the Dr. King holiday weekend that always fills me with overwhelming sense of purpose. I really believe, you know, that we, especially as African-American people, really need to tap into what Dr. King really stood for. And, you know, one of the reasons Christ, if you look at his life, the reason he was so powerful is because he was a spiritual man. The Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit.
Yeah.
And the reason he accomplished so much, even though in the natural Nobel Peace Prize and so many accolades attributed to him, one of the only, if not, yeah, he was the only one who did not hold public office that really have a federal holiday after him. So he really impacted this world in a tremendous way. This Monday will be 25 years of the federal holiday being in place. And as we go to service tomorrow, we really need to be reminded of the opportunity afforded to us. And too many people are playing with God and sometimes playing with the legacy of Dr. King. So, you know, women go through so much, and like you said, men are going through so much. But again, there are a lot of people who set the path before us who had to endure a great deal more than what we're contending with. So when we put things in the right perspective, God really wants to work through us, maybe not to the magnitude of a Dr. King, but he really wants to get the glory out of our lives as well.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Anthony. I'll tell you, for those words of wisdom. 754, I saw you. You had your hands up. I was going to wait until Pastor Anthony finished the statement and put you on the air. Feel free to call back in. I definitely want to hear from you. Area code 754, call back in. I'm not letting you off the hook that fast, that easily. Amen. Because I know that the Lord has something burning in your heart. You had your hand raised. Give us a call back. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm looking in the chat room, and I see, believe me, he brought, that the Lord, I don't believe the Lord brought me this far to lead me, my God. And I'm looking at that comment. It was there. I lost the whole comment, but there was a powerful statement in the chat room, and I only see half of it now, but the person was saying that I don't believe that the Lord brought me this far to lead me. And that is Yeah, I'm still talking about my book. I know Erica's read it, and I know Pastor Anthony's read it, and I pray that everybody else reads it because, again, it's prophetic. Erica, you read Don't Die in the Wilderness.
Amen.
I want you to just tell me, honestly, what I've been saying to people is that this book, okay, before I ask you that question, I'm going to have to take this call. Area code 754, I'm going to put you on the air, amen, because I've been waiting for you to call back in, and I see you there, area code 754. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, women of God, and Pastor Anthony. I'm so honored to be here. Happy New Year to everybody. This is Prophet Stephen Amaker, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I'm just excited about what God's doing. Pastor Anthony jumped in my suit, so let me tell you this is one of the most exciting times. First of all, this is one of the most exciting times for the body of Christ. Because watch this. The Lord spoke to me. He says, first of all, take the limits that we should take the limits off of God. Take the limits off of God. And then take the limits off of yourself. Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Yes.
Excuse my voice.
Yes.
We've been churching down here like the Lord would have us to just go in. And so my voice is a little worn today. But then he said, and you will, if you take the limits off of me and unlimit yourself, you will you experience a magnified manifestation.
Oh, Lord.
What is that?
Oh.
A magnified. What is it to magnify?
To get so many times bigger. My God.
To make bigger.
Greater experience. Greater, bigger manifestation of God's word. Now, with that in mind, Pastor Anthony hit me at is because there are some things. First of all, the Lord said again, he says, I have released judgment in the earth. Well, here we go, prophesying doom and gloom. No, I'm not prophesying doom and gloom, but when you see millions and hundreds of thousands of fish wash up dead on the shore and falling out of the sky, and whole nations are underwater. They just
my
in Brazil. Thousands of people are in bodies are covered in mud. In Brazil, in Australia is underwater. They said yesterday that there is a Queensland out there towards Australia. They said that area is bigger than Germany and France put together. And
it's
completely underwater. That sounds like judgment to me.
Yes, it does.
The United States has went and put in don't ask, don't tell to the armed force. That brings judgment. When you begin to do that, the Bible says, woe to the nations that forget their God. Now, what's going on? Judgment is, watch this, God says, judgment is going to start where? In his house.
In his house.
He took me back. He says, I'm allowing this stuff to happen, and everybody is going on like nothing has happened. You're not reading, you're not seeing. Watch this. No, the world is not even supposed to see it as much clear as the church is supposed to see it. Jesus said, when you see the cloud coming, you know it's going to rain. So how come when you see all this stuff coming, you don't know that the Son of Man is about to return? All right. Judgment has been released in the form of plague. judgment has been released in the form of plagues. And the Lord said to me, now watch, Pastor Rebecca.
Yeah.
God says, I'm going to make it just like it was in the days of the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. He said, tell Moses to tell them, where I see the blood, I pass over your
wow.
life. And so the body of Christ, watch this. I'm not talking about the one that's going to church. I'm not talking about the one who's playing church. Because God knows when you're playing, he knows when you don't have him in heart. He knows when you're not living holy. So the ones that are his children, he said, this is going to be your best time. Because I bless you. Above everybody else, but then you'll be coming to church, shouting and dancing and praising God, and the person next to you be sitting there talking about, baby, I'm having it rough. Watch this. Okay, you're going to play with it. You want to play with it? They have already predicted that countries, because of the weather, because of the rains and the cold and the weather, there's going to be a food shortage this spring. The United States might have to stand on line to get a can of pork and beans and a can of potted meat. But God says, if for my people, you won't have to deal with that. I told you some time ago, we're not a recession, we're in a wealth transfer. And
come
God
on.
Is going to transfer the wealth of the wicked into the hands of the righteous. But the hands of the righteous, not the hands of the people that's playing church.
My message
now is stop playing church.
Stop playing church. My goodness.
Stop playing church.
Stop playing church.
Mm-hmm. Get serious about God.
Yes. Yes, get into a relationship with God. Stop playing church.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. I'm seeing too many people are playing with it. You're playing with it. We got to be out. Don't even let me go there. But I'm just seeing too many people. They're saying that God told me that this is a deliverance service. And I went there and I said, wasn't nobody getting delivered? You got young people sleeping and shacking together, and you don't even tell them that they're wrong for praying house and not now.
Oh, my God. Pastor Amica. My God. People, a deliverance, you just said something, that thing hit me. A deliverance service. And nobody's getting delivered. My God, nobody even knows they need to be delivered. Like you said, people shacking up need to be delivered. You shacking up and coming to church and it's been 10 years and you still shacking up. You need to be delivered.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody told you.
My goodness.
Nobody told you you was wrong.
Well, you can't be delivered because it's
told you that was not pleasing to God.
Yeah.
It's
only the truth.
3 years. One day you come in, young lady come in, she ain't let this young man go the whole time. And I told my wife, I said, that ain't the body language tell me y'all sleeping together.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, y'all can't be sleeping together if you say. The young lady said, I'm saved. I said, well, why are you sleeping? How you saved and you sleeping here with this man? How do you know I'm sleeping with each other? I'm looking at your body language. I'm looking at how you holding on to him, how you grabbing on you, and how you feeling and rubbing on each other and sitting close to each other like that. That gives you away. Just like the girl told, like the man told Peter, see, your speech give you away.
That's good.
But we don't want to tell people they're in sin. The preachers of 2010... The preachers of 2010 are preaching that you can be saved in sin instead of being saved from sin.
Come on.
Safe. My God. That's what it's all about, salvation. Jesus came to save us from sin, sickness, Satan, and death. And we don't want to leave out sin. Sin is bondage. sin is bondage. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot totally be free, and you can't be saved if you're in sin. You have to not let your life be ruled by sin, and then when you're in relationship with God, that's why I was praising God earlier in the broadcast, because when you're in relationship with God, God will get that sin up off of you. You know, you'll get to the point where you are convicted. I remember being a young woman, new in church, just started going to church, hadn't been to church, had been all my life, had been a sinner, being in church, and being in church with the man that I was in an intimate relationship with. I was sleeping with him, and hearing the word come across the pulpit, whose bed did you get out of last night? You know, you just got up out of sin. Whose bed did you get up out of this morning? And that thing hit us so hard. I thank God for the Holy Ghost and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, but I also thank God more than that for the truth of the preached word that convicted my soul, convicted his soul to the point where we were like, well, we can't do this no more. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a new life. We saved now. All this other stuff, we can't be up in here playing church. And God convicted us to the point where we had to literally stop. You know, we had to just give that up. You know, because, and people said, well, you can't. And if you can't, then guess what? The next step is if you're that irresistible, if he's that irresistible, or she's that irresistible, you know, y'all can't stay apart. You can't. You already become one flesh. Go ahead and get married. Put a ring on it.
Amen.
Pastor Emily said, put a ring on it. He knows. He just testified. He's just testifying. Amen. put a ring on it. If it's that good, that irresistible.
You just said something that doesn't happen in the church no more. There's no more word of conviction.
Yeah.
It's always a feel good gospel. It's a feel good gospel.
They might leave my church. I don't want you to leave my church. I don't want you to stop listening to my broadcast, so I can't tell you the truth. But We're just an entertainment.
There you go.
We might as well go ahead and sign a contract, sign on the dotted line. We have sold out to Satan. You know, we sold, and we can't tell the truth because people are going to leave the church. But guess what, a prophet? They're going to leave the church anyway, half of them.
Yeah.
So you might as well tell them the truth while they're up in there.
Amen.
There you go. You heard it.
And then they might not leave the church. If you don't tell them the truth, they're more prone to leave than if you do tell them the truth. People are hungry for the truth.
Come on.
People are sick and tired of the perpetration, the lies. You know why the pulpit won't tell the truth, though? Because the pulpit's sinning.
Come on. You better believe that.
The pastor's sinning. The preacher is sinning. The minister is sinning. Come on. That's why they won't tell the truth. I can't preach. How can I preach the truth? I won't tell on myself. I might get slain in the spirit. I know I just got out of my mistress's bed. I'm a man of God. I'm going to stand up here and tell you adultery is wrong. God might strike me down, you know. I might get slain in the spirit myself if I stand up and tell the truth. But we need to get back to the word of God. We need to get back to God. We need to get back to holiness. We need to get back because we can't have no true power. Come on. We cannot have true power without holiness.
No. See, what we don't understand, and like you said, I can't preach against sin if I'm living in sin and committing sin, practicing sin. Myself. I can't preach against it. And so that's why a lot of people are not. And as you said, with the entertainment, the better the show, the bigger the crowd.
But see,
watch this. The Lord spoke to me. He said that he's going to do, watch this. He's going to, first of all, I told you about the judgment that's going to hit the church. And then he says, after the judgment, I'm going to do a major cleansing. I'm going to clean up my house. And then after he cleans up the house, He's going to do a revival. He's going to send the spirit of revival. The house got to be clean, because you don't need to bring in more sinners to be coming in with more sinners. The church got to be prepared to say, to receive the sinners, so that we can do a major transformation. God can do a transformation. Now people are taught to live holy, because right now, why I got to come to church? Y'all doing the same thing I'm doing, and y'all going to church, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Y'all drinking, y'all smoking, y'all shacking, y'all committing adultery, y'all got lesbians and gays up here and doing stuff, and you doing all of that. So why I need to come out in the world? To come into church, just keep on doing what, hey, God says that's not going to be good. So he's going to do a major cleaning, and then he's going to send revival.
Oh,
and he's
yeah,
going to
yeah.
send revival. He's going to send revival. But now this is my point. This is my point. He said, with all these places, he's like you said just a few minutes ago, he said people are getting tired, people are hungry for that. I know there's more to this than that. And people are getting hungry, and they realize, and they said, my wife and I, New Year's Eve night, we were leaving, coming from church, and we were stopped at a restaurant. And so the young lady said, y'all coming from church? I said, yes. She said, so she turned around, and she went over to the other side. She told the man, she said, see, that's what I want. I want to find me a church that don't have no big fancy choir. What she was trying to say is, I want to find a church that Jesus is there. I'm trying to find Jesus. You got churches on every corner.
She said that.
There's churches on one block. So you go in how many churches? Jesus, the Lord, is there. But you pray in church. You pray in church. And people are hungry. They're looking for a real, real move of God. And like you said, that only comes through holiness. And
yes.
the unadulterated pure word of God.
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
God.
So what happened to the prayer? And what happened to the prayer? Lord, don't take your spirit from me. My God, Lord, that is my prayer.
Please.
Lord, do not take your spirit from me. Listen, it's hard enough pastoring and prophesying and, you know, just being a Christian. It's hard enough. But to do it and to find out that you are out there all by yourself, because not because God has forsaken you, but because you have forsaken God. You know, God says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but he knows that we will walk away from him quickly, and we could walk away from God and still be in the church, you know, and that's the thing that God
can answer that question.
Yes.
Can I answer that question? It's very simple.
Yeah, amen. And one second, Prophet. As Father Emeka is answering the questions, I just want to thank everybody for listening. You are listening to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the name is Woman to Woman, and a broadcast for women and for men, too. Amen. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/power, and we are just flowing. We're flowing in the spirit. We're talking about having a real relationship with God. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in by way of telephone, and all of those who are in the chat room. I want to thank God for J.D. Wright and for our guest who's been with us for the whole broadcast, 3222, and for Gazelle. And also Deliverance by Faith, which is Prophet Amaker. All of those who are listening via way of streaming, I want to encourage you to call in during this last 17 minutes. We have 17 minutes. And this broadcast, I mean, this discussion is getting, we're on fire. Amen. It's on fire for the Lord. Will the real saints please just stand up and be counted? The whole earth is groaning. Amen. Waiting for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. Call in, area code 646-652-4832. And I just presented Pastor Amaker with a question. I want him to answer that question right after I just tell you about my book.
Don't Die in the Wilderness, which is my latest release. You can go and find out more about that at my website at nccmonline.org. And also invite you to come out where God is. We're talking about churches, but the Spirit of the Lord truly is at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're in Elizabeth, New Jersey at 87 First Street. Amen. We serve a perfect God. Amen. And we are people who are really thirsting and hungering after the Lord. So if you're looking for Jesus, like Pastor Amrica just said, come on over and join us on Sunday morning. That's tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. prompt. Amen. And praise God. Okay, now back to the show. Amen. Back to the broadcast. Pastor Amrica, what happened to the prayer, Lord, please don't take your spirit away from me? Amen.
We have traded the spirit for titles and positions.
Come on.
That's what it is. No, give me this title. Make me doctor. Make me chief apostle. Make me archbishop. And I'd rather have the title than the spirit of God.
My God.
Because that's why you got so many renegade bishops, renegade prophets, renegade apostles. Because they have traded the title for or rather the presence of God. You're not come on now, tell me. You cannot tell me. God anointed all these people to be these titles and there's no power or deliverance in the church.
Yes. Amen. Area code 862, I see you. I'm gonna put you in the air in 2 minutes. Yes, Pastor Amrica. I agree. Amen.
We're more hungry. Yes, we're more hungry for positions and titles than we are for God. We do anything.
And
we
that's
do anything
the
for that title.
Wow. My God. But we're going to put this call on the air, Erica 862. But Erica had a comment.
Yes. God bless you, Pastor Amrica. You got me out of my seat over here. I can't sit down. You are so on point with everything. I got a scripture, and as I was looking through the word, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, my pastor, first of all, where I found the scripture, it says, God isn't too nice to judge. And what it says is in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2 in life application, it says, God told the Israelites to destroy their enemies totally. How can a God of love and mercy wipe out everything, wipe out everyone, even children? Although God is loving and merciful, he is also just. The enemy's nations were as much a part of God's creation as Israel was, and God does not allow evil to continue unchecked. God has punished Israel by keeping out of the promised land and all those who had disobeyed the commandments to destroy these nations with both judgment. And Deuteronomy 9, 4, and 6, and a saving measure, on one hand, the people living in the land were being judged for their sins, and Israel was God's instrument of judgment. Just as God would one day use other nations to judge Israel for its sins. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. On the other hand, God's command was designed to protect the nation of Israel from being ruled by the idolism or
Idolatry
and immorality of its enemies. To think that God is too nice to judge sin would be to undermine him.
Right. My God. Powerful. Now, I want to take this caller because they've been having their hands up for a few minutes, but thank you so much for sharing that, Erica. Now, if I have time, I was going to talk about that a little bit, too. Erica 862, you have your hand raised. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hi, sis. This is Chrissy. How are you?
Good. How are you? God bless you, sis.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I know I joined the call a little bit late, but I caught most of what I could with regards to speaking about churches. And my husband and I have been having this conversation for some time now. In fact, we had a family Bible study on yesterday, and we've come to the conclusion that in this time, in this era where we're living in, the issue here is lack of love, where God calls us. Love and how he says that love covers a multitude of sins and that love never fails. I'm believing that in this time that the issue that comes with churches and pastors is they have lost a love for people. You know, the sincere love for people. They get caught up in the business aspect of running the church and got to check the records and make sure this is here and that's there and blah, blah, blah. And they've lost their zeal and their fervence for the love of people, which God initially called us to. I think that also, if we get back to that and understand what it means to love a lost soul, or even those of us who have accepted Christ, we have to get back to that love, the message of love, the spirit of love. Because if not, then it ends up being just where it is now. We have so many people out here killing each other, and people failing to even go to the churches as a resource because the resources are not there because the pastors are so caught up in the business aspect of the church.
Yeah.
You know, I seem to have a it bothers me that we have so many churches on one block, per se, in an area, in an urban neighborhood, and yet the urban neighborhood is the place where most saints want to shy away from because we don't know what to expect. We don't know whether or not we're going to be shot, we're going to be robbed, so forth and so on. But our pastors who sit in their offices, sometimes we are afraid of the people on the street. You can't be afraid of them. You have to love them through that and offer the resources that are needed. When we got brothers and sisters walking into our churches and clearly in need of help, I think we fail in the fact in the area of having the necessary resources for them to be able to get clean from drugs or provide them with the necessary resources so they don't have to rob and steal to feed their children and things of that nature. I think that's what God is calling us back to, love and providing the resource and not looking for your handout to say, okay, well, we can help you, but what are you going to give us? You know, as a parent, what can I get out of you? What's in your pockets? And if you don't have nothing in your pockets, here, take this fish sandwich and go on about your business. But there's a deeper need involved, and that's with regard.
Yes.
It all comes back to it. It all comes back to it. And my husband is a minister called to ministry, and I've heard many things. You know, during the call. We look at people who have a seat in the church and we find ourselves idolizing them because our expectations of them are to be perfect. And we have to remember that they are human and they fall too. And regardless of their fall, God has called them and anointed them and equipped them to do a great work. They just get sidetracked, I believe. Sidetracked by, again, the business of running a church. We have come from the unity of community. It's all about business, and this is what I'm constantly seeing throughout, my travels or my visits to other churches and different ministries. At the end of the day, it's about the offering, and people are turned off. People are turned off.
Wow.
So
wow.
And that's just how I feel about it. If we don't get back to love, we're going to find ourselves in the worst position that we even are in now. It has to be about love for mankind. It has to be about love, true love, genuine love for our brothers and sisters. It has to be about love for the community. You know, we have, and I won't name names, but we have, there's a church, I know for a fact, in North with a huge gym area, and instead of it being a resource center for kids to come after school who have nothing to do, it's being used for banquets. What's that? Something wrong with that? You know what I mean? It's not for the banquets. as opposed to you got basketball hoops inside your gym, large enough to hold at least 100 kids after school. All you got to do is provide them some snacks and a place to go, and if that's not provided, they end out on the street, they turn to the gang, they turn to anything else other than look for positive outlooks because they don't feel like nobody's here for them. And that's a personal, you know, and that's a personal issue I have because I have mentored and ministered to many young kids who have said that very thing. At the end of the day, I don't feel like nobody loves me.
Yeah.
Nobody's here for me.
Wow. Wow. Well, Chrissy, I'll tell you, that is powerful, Chrissy. Chrissy Jackson is my sister. This is my biological sister. And she's so blessed that you called into the broadcast on today, sis.
Amen.
You know, love is just, you're right, we get caught up in the business of church that we forget. You know, we just lose our
deal.
We get tired, we get weary, we get so much, but love is the most important thing. Pastor Amica put in the chat room, what's love got to do with it? Everything, because God
love
said without love, we're nothing.
It.
We're just a clanging cymbal. Sis, I have to say that you have been... my sister and I have some story. We only met, it wouldn't even be 10 years since we met. It was 2004 that we met for the first time. And you've been saying this since we met, sis. You know, this is what God has put in you. This is part of your assignment.
Yeah. And,
you know, because
this is your.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because this is your passion. This is where your heart is.
It is. And I feel guilty even myself in a sense because having acknowledged that, I still myself get caught up in the task and the survival of life that sometimes I forget about that. I forget about there's a great work to do in the multitude of kids out there who need to know that you are loved. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, when we talk about love, it says love is long-suffering. Love is long-suffering, and we were raised to believe that love shouldn't hurt, but it does.
Mm.
It does. We just have to know how to endure the hurt.
Wow.
And so until we get to that point and understand it, and I even recognize in doing the journey on finding out, you know, who I am. Like I said, we have family Bible study yesterday, and we were talking about love and long-suffering. God wants us to first be able to love ourselves. How do we long-suffer with ourselves first?
Yeah.
And then turn around and say to somebody else, I see you need help, and this is not a one-day fix. How am I going to make it through this process with you to see you at the end of your journey, to see you come out, you know, as a winner and successful in your journey and getting off drugs if I can't even long suffer with my own self?
Wow.
So,
my God. Well, praise the Lord. Jesus, we love you. My God, we have 3 minutes left. For those of you who are streaming, we're going to be off the air soon. If you want to continue to hear, you might want to call in to 646-652-4832. Chrissy, I just want to thank you for just bringing right back to love. That's the reason. And let me take it a little bit further than that. Some of us get so busy in the pulpit that and trying to preach that next sermon or, like you said, run that next meeting, ministry meeting, that we forget to spend time with God.
Yes.
Because that's where the love begins. And not only do we lose a love for the people, but we grow lukewarm in our love for God. And we are not, we're just doing it, you know, weary. So I just thank God for reminding. I just want to encourage everybody, don't grow weary. Continue to stay in relationship with God. I love the fact of the idea of family Bible studies. My God, that's another way to get the family back together on one page, you know, back on one accord. Oh, my God, you said so much, sis, in this last 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes left, but you have just opened up something there. Pastor Amica, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay, I thought you wanted to say something.
Well, you know, like the Bible says, the Bible says, how can you say you love God who you've never seen and will not show love to your brother who you see every day.
And
the woman of God was talking about, you know, the church is in the community. We come in and we, oh, how I love Jesus. You know, you got your head back and tears flowing, how I love Jesus. But how many people have you passed coming into the church and you haven't even looked at them and said good morning to them?
Wow.
Amen. But sometimes that's a cover-up, too. It's a cover-up because we're hurting so much inside of ourselves that good morning don't cross my mind because my morning hasn't even gotten good until I walked into the sanctuary.
Wow. That's good.
So that spirit of peace that resonates in the sixth sanctuary sometimes, and like I said, I'm guilty of many things. I'm guilty of that very thing, having said good morning and hadn't dawned on me, and then you do have those seasoned saints who would say, well, you just walked by, you didn't say hi, good morning, no nothing, and I have to backtrack. Oh, I'm sorry, Sister So-and-so, how you doing? Good morning. Because right now my mind is focused. God, there's something in me right now that I need you to remove, and I'm not stopping until you do that for me today. So good morning doesn't quite, I'm not reminded to say, although it is great practice, although it is good for us to do, and it is great for us to impart love and build each other up in that sense. But I think, and Sister Pastor Rebecca, I really think we do need to go deep. We got to learn how to identify ourselves for who we are. We got to learn how to look in the mirror and say, who am I? Not who somebody else wanted me to be. Who am I? Who am I? Am I really an administrative assistant? Am I really a teacher? Am I really a salesperson? Who am I really? And how do I get back to that love for me first? What exactly does it mean to love me? Does that mean I go get my hair done every 2 days, every 2 weeks, I mean? Does that mean I go get my nails and my pedicure done every week? And did that mean I need new clothes for this? Is that what loving me is? Or am I speaking godly words of the fruit of the Spirit unto myself and being building myself up in order that I might be able to go out and effectively tell my sister, I love you.
Yeah. Wow. And that's it. It starts with self-love. If I can't love me, then I can't love anybody else. And that commandment, when Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We so often love God, and then we try to love our neighbor, but we don't love ourselves.
Love ourselves.
And it's the same thing with forgiveness. When we are forgiven by God, and we will say, Lord, forgive me, but we will not receive that same forgiveness that we have just asked for. And then we won't extend that forgiveness to others. So love of God, it comes back. That's why it all comes back to some people don't feel like praising God because they don't really see anything great that God is doing in their lives, if you really want to know the truth about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look beyond our circumstances and see even salvation, the gift of salvation, the fact that I can lift my head up off the pillow today, even though everything in my life is falling apart around me, is enough for me to praise God. But like you said, Chrissy, when you walk into the sanctuary, it should be an overwhelming sense of peace. That lets you know that the Spirit of the Lord is there, and you have found that place, that sanctuary. You have found the sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
But then when I walk out of the sanctuary and go back home, sometimes
back
I'm being met with some, my God, and I'm back to my old self, and it's like, how do we maintain this? How do I maintain that peace?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I want to challenge everybody. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I'm sorry. My 3 o'clock appointment is here. I'm going to have to. Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
I enjoyed you as always. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
you. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, we have stopped streaming, but I'm going to close out after this.
Okay.
How we maintain that peace is when we leave the sanctuary, but not the presence of God. You know, to constantly, and then we were saying it earlier, meditate on the Word of God. Now, is it hard? Yes. Does it take a conscious effort? Yes.
Yes.
It does. I mean, especially when you're going through so much, it takes a conscious effort to keep your mind stayed on God, stayed on Jesus. But the key is to just continually exercise that faith and say, you know what, if I keep God's word in my heart and in my mind and in my mouth, then I know I can be victorious over this situation. Because God's word says that I'm more than a conqueror, and I can make it through this. You can make it. We can make it through the tough times in life.
Yes.
And
yes.
while we're making it through, Erica and Chrissy and all those who are still listening by phone, while we're making it through, that is the time of discovery. That is the
mm-hmm.
time when God is showing us who
mm-hmm.
we really are. And that is the time that God is developing us and making and molding us. He breaks
mm-hmm.
us down. Yes, he does. Allow us to be
yes,
broken
sir.
Down so that we can be made, rebuilt, and remolded
yes.
and reshaped
yes.
into
yes.
his image. And that's the thing that hurts. That's the thing
yes.
that we
Amen.
Grow faint in our minds
and
say,
and that's
I can't do
and
this.
That's his idea of love. And it does hurt.
Yes.
So while we're
yeah,
still
yeah.
looking for that feel-good love that society has conjured up this idea of love is not supposed to hurt, we're looking for that. And so when other
yes,
people think to
true.
Us that hurt us
mm-hmm.
and offend us, we automatically turn to them and say, you don't love me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
mm.
love me because this is not supposed to feel like this. Nobody ever said it hurts. They always said it feels good. Love is supposed to feel good. Love is supposed to, oh, everything is supposed to be lovely with roses and perfume. And that's not the truth. God's kind of love is, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to do this to you. God, he said he loved those, he chastens those who he loves. And he will not allow
yes.
his children to sin successfully. I'm going to have to show you
yes.
in order that you might seek me because you don't like that you in the mirror. I'm
that's
the only one that could change that.
Amen.
No matter how much
Amen.
Makeup you put on, I don't care how long you extend your weave, you can't do it. It's me, because at the end of the day, when you lay down and say, oh, have I been the best me that I could be today? I mean, you think about how you shun this one or curse that one or this, that, other, and you say, oh, my God, this is not what you said I was supposed to do. This is not me. And so we find ourselves falling down at the altar crying out like, oh, no, God, forgive me. And guess at the end of the day, you are exactly the way that he intended for you to be. But
yes.
you have to know that you need him in order
yes.
to maintain, to survive.
Yes. That's it, sis. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Powerful, powerful broadcast on today.
Yes.
You ladies, Pastor Amica, Pastor Anthony, everybody who called and everybody who listened have really, really brought forth ministry on today where I know that anybody who's listening to the archives is going to be blessed. I want to pick up that love. I want to talk about love next week. Chrissy, because you
uh-huh.
opened up something that I don't have time to deal with on today because my time is up. They're going to cut
mm-hmm.
us off in a few minutes. But I want to talk about love. I want to talk about true love. And you talked about love not supposed to hurt. Love is not supposed to hurt. And I want to really look at love. There is a love that hurts
mm-hmm.
when it's a true
mm-hmm.
love. And there are
mm-hmm.
times in a relationship where love will hurt. And then
yes.
there's another love that is abusive love that is not supposed to hurt. So
mm-hmm.
we want to pick that up on next week and talk about, but God allows it to hurt
mm-hmm.
in order to open our eyes, even sometimes about some of the relationships that we will find ourselves in. So
right.
I want to definitely invite you, Chrissy, to come back. I pray that you have time. I don't know what you're doing next Saturday. But to come back. And let us delve further. Erica, I know you'll be here. I pray that you will. I'll just assume you're
yes.
so faithful that I don't.
I'll be there.
To come back and to delve into the love.
Amen.
I want some of the older women to call, and I want the mothers to call. I want the men to call. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about marriage love. Let's talk about relationship love. And let's talk about God's love. Amen.
Listen, you can find yourself on this topic for a long time, too.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it, because the fact that God sent you here today to open it up, and it's something that I wanted to talk about earlier until we went in another direction. We were talking about relationships, but we have talked about relationships, but we have yet to talk about love.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to start next week, and let's see where the Lord will take us.
Amen.
And praise God. Come prepared.
Praise
ladies, I know you're going to come prepared. So I will see you all next week. Chrissy, I'm looking to talk to you this week because I was convicted because I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
I don't think I've talked to you this year. Amen.
No.
I just apologize for not even calling you, amen, and letting Facebook be our means of communication. But I will be talking to you this week. And I want to just say to everybody, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Woman to Woman, a real show for real people, amen, where we just keep it real. And just invite you to come back next week where we will be talking about love. Join me at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time next week, next Saturday, right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. And if you miss any of this show, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/power. In a few minutes, about 5-10 minutes, the archives will be up. And you can go back, revisit it, listen. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we will see you next week. Go in peace. My switchboard's gone, so I have no music.
All right.
Throw us out. Go in peace and serve the Lord. I love you, ladies. God bless
you. Love you, too, sister.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.